Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Betraying no emotion, George Zimmerman walked out of a Florida jail just around midnight. Cameras were there as the defendant on second-degree murder charges, escorted by a bail bondsman carrying a paper bag, got into this SUV and drove off. Police say earlier in the evening, Zimmerman posted a $150,000 bail and was fitted with an ankle bracelet, which includes GPS monitoring technology. Police say Zimmerman's whereabouts will now be tracked in real time by probation officers. Zimmerman, who police sources say has received death threats, appeared to be wearing a bulletproof vest under that brown jacket. Sources tell ABC News he wore similar protection beneath his suit in court on Friday. Prior to his release, Zimmerman's attorney told ABC News they had already arranged several secret places for him to stay during a trial that could last well over a year.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman reporting on George Zimmerman's release from jail after posting a $150,000 bond. George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. The case is where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go to Talk Television first. On MSNBC, Craig Melvin talks to Benjamin Crump, who's the attorney for the Martin family, about Zimmerman's release from jail and the apology given by Zimmerman's attorney for Zimmerman's apology on the stand last Friday.
George Zimmerman's location expected to remain secret. I know the family added expecting this. How's the family reacting to his release?
Well, it was with a heavy heart that they had to watch the killer of their son be released from jail. They would rather he has stayed in jail until the conclusion of these criminal proceedings. However, they hope that his freedom is temporary because the pain that he has caused their family is forever, and they're never going to get their son back.
Pictures have surfaced, reportedly taken 3 minutes after Trayvon was killed, showing blood coming from Zimmerman's head. Those pictures first aired on ABC News. They also mentioned that the bail hearing on Friday. How do you respond to those who say that the picture supports Zimmerman's claim that he was in a fight for his life that night?
Well, obviously, the detectives and the law enforcement did not believe that the evidence supported Zimmerman's claims. When you think about his version of Trayvon Martin allegedly hit his head against the pavement repeatedly, but yet all you have is two cuts in his head that doesn't seem consistent with the force of hitting his head against the pavement. And besides that, they didn't even put a bandage on it. There were no stitches. No hospital came to treat him.
You think it looked far worse than it was?
I'm sorry?
You think the pictures look far worse than it was?
Right. It seems to suggest that he has embellished greatly, and then that photograph has not been authenticated by anybody. And so we just have to wait and see the evidence comes out. But the police have all the evidence. They vetted it, and based on what they examined, they charged him with second-degree murder. And as Special Prosecutor Angela Corr said, they would not have charged him with second-degree murder if they did not feel they can get a conviction on it. So the evidence is there.
The family rejected Zimmerman's apology on Friday. You called it insincere. His attorney, Mark O'Mara, has now apologized for the timing of that apology, which came, of course, during the bond hearing. Here's what Zimmerman's attorney said this morning.
Now I'm going to leave it up to how the family wants to handle it. We'd hoped for it to be private. It wasn't well communicated to me that this wasn't the time. I'm sure just an oversight. We're all quite busy.
Mr. Crump, if that apology had come during a more private moment, would the family have been more willing to accept it? And what does the family, if anything, want to hear?
The family wants... Right before the bond hearing, we were asked if he could have a private meeting to apologize, and the family said it's inappropriate at this time. This was 50 days later. He had ample opportunities to apologize if he really felt in his heart that he wanted to apologize. Remember, he did this George Zimmerman, the real George Zimmerman website, where he authored the website. He said he controlled the contents and everything that was important and everything that was relevant to these matters, he was going to tell the world. Well, nowhere in that website did he ever say he was sorry for taking the life of Trayvon Martin. Nowhere in that website did he ever show any remorse. So to do that apology at a bond hearing when he's supposed to be addressing the court to try to sneak it in seemed very insincere.
Okay.
He had ulterior motives because he was trying to get a bond to get out of jail, and the family felt offended by it.
Well, if you followed all of that, you don't need too much more of this. We do have a little more on Zimmerman and the Martin case coming up on the countdown.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number
3030.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary. Come on up here and sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The Martin Zimmerman case. Here's host Doug Meehan talking to attorney Josh Davis. Davis thinks this case is more about guns than it is about race.
Do you think it's we should shift gears now and focus more as a gun issue than a race issue?
I absolutely do, Doug. I think as I've thought about this over the weekend and the past couple weeks and listened to people talking about this both on the radio and at dinner tables and places, the degree to which this conversation has become a polarized pseudo-argument about race as opposed to a collective sense of concern about the loss of a young man and the reasons for the loss of the young man is astonishing to me. I mean, to the point where you can have people say, if you think, for example, as I do, that there should be a trial in this case and that the trial of the second-degree murder charge is where we will find out what happened. Somehow there's something with a race taint or a racial guilt taint about my role as a white person with left-leaning politics thinking that the trial is a good idea as opposed to just knowing that self-defense is appropriate, and then vice versa. I mean, there's the Al Sharpton piece. So all I'm saying is we've gotten lost in a discussion about race, which America needs to have, but we're missing the fundamental thing here. The fundamental thing here is a guy with police wannabe aspirations, given the role of neighborhood watch commander, and therefore acting in a manner that's consistent, I guess, with how he views himself in protecting the property he's been assigned to. But he has a gun.
But, okay.
And not only does he have a gun, Doug, he has a concealed weapon. So Trayvon Martin, if Trayvon Martin reacted violently to him, he didn't know what he was getting into. And as a consequence, the young man's dead. And I think that's about the gun. I don't think that's about race at all.
But I think that you're kidding yourself, and I think that anybody that's going to take the race card off the table is kidding themselves, because of the fact that George Zimmerman was checking to see what the kid in the hoodie was up to because he was black.
But if he... is that right? Step back for a second from what we've all been saying.
It's not right.
Do we really know that it had to do with him being black? We don't know that.
Well, he knows that he's black because the person asked him, on the 911 operator asked him what color he was, and he told him that he was black.
Well, think about the difference, though. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, and I know people are still thinking about it. Think about the difference between that conversation, Zimmerman talking to the 911 operator, and the operator asking him if the young man is black, and him saying yes, and the NBC editing where it sounds as though black is a pertinent detail for Zimmerman. It's a critical difference.
Kako's Mandy Cannell with CBS's Peter King. They talk about George Zimmerman's release and the precautions being taken to try and keep him safe until he goes to trial.
He is out of jail this morning. I got to tell you, Peter, I've already seen some weird, and I don't want to say... I don't know how to explain it. These kind of comments that are like, well, now are we going to see vigilante justice? The question itself seeming to incite something.
It's really scary.
It is.
The reason why his attorney wanted him someplace that was very safe, that was very secret, and preferably out of state. We don't know where he is, and that's exactly how they want it.
Yeah, and I think, in all honesty, I think that's probably best for everyone.
Well, I think so, too. I mean, if you're going to let the system work, you have to let the system work. And you know what? The family, their attorneys, everybody has said from day one, we don't want to lynch anyone. We want him to go through the system. And I don't think anybody wants that to happen, anybody with a sane mind. But, you know, the Black Panthers, the new Black Panthers, which have been disavowed by the Black Panthers of the 60s, you know, they put out a bounty on his head a few weeks ago, wanted dead or alive. And, you know, I don't know how seriously anybody takes that. Margo Mara, the defense attorney, was on our CBS This Morning program over on the TV side, said there have not been any recent death threats, but, you know, there have been threats, and there has been a lot said publicly. So, you know, you think about it, if it were you, you'd want to be in hiding, too.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Now, Peter, since the initial indictment came out, boy, howdy, has there been a lot of commentary coming from all angles, all sorts of sides from the political spectrum that are simply saying that this is not a second-degree murder indictment by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, no, Anna, I think a lot of people in the legal community expected something less than that. And, you know, I have a theory, but it's you know, a layman's theory, and it's not a legal mind. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't even pretend to have exquisite and extensive legal knowledge. But it seems to me maybe they went for a higher charge. Thinking that they might negotiate something lower in terms of a plea deal. Now, that's my opinion, and that's conjecture on my part, but wouldn't it be something if that actually happened?
Well, I got to tell you, I think that this was the prosecutor's way of punting, because, you know, when you have to substantiate these charges, and you can't, then it becomes, well, we can't support a second-degree murder charge, and somebody else has to knock it down to a manslaughter. If they do it, I just think this whole thing is kind of a recipe for disaster. But what is the timeline on this?
Well, right now the timeline is we have, I think, probably a couple of procedural hearings coming up along the way. We're going to get some court documents today, but we are told that they will likely be underwhelming, and that comes from the judge himself, and mostly procedural stuff. I think the next big date is going to be May 29th, which is the arraignment, and when we'll actually get a plea, and Zimmerman will be back in court for that. There is a hearing scheduled for this Friday, which is over media matters in terms of releasing the documents that have been sealed so far, but I don't think Zimmerman needs to be there for that. I would expect that he would be.
Up next, we continue on the countdown with the campaign trail in our focus, however, so stay tuned for that.
BeProvedPrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeProvedPrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
News talk, radio, and television. Our focus now is on Mitt Romney in the presidential race. Here's host Bob Lonsbury talking about the primaries in New York today, how Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich have both been in the state campaigning, but Romney hasn't bothered to put in an appearance yet.
The best way to lead is by serving. Not that you are some high and mighty better than everybody else, but that your job is to be a benefit and service to everybody else. And to be honest with you, I've never seen anything like that whatsoever in Newt Gingrich. I am not going to vote for Ron Paul. I think he's about 70% dead right and 30% dead nuts. But I love the fact that so many young people are Ron Paul supporters. And not just on this April 20th, because he's essentially a legalized drugs guy. I like the fact that his libertarian, constitution-based embrace of liberty is embraced by at least some young people.
I think that Ron Paul's gynecology career makes him the pro-life expert.
I think that being pro-life is not a function of plumbing and biology, but of commitment and values. I'm not exactly sure having sat on the business end of stirrups helps him understand the pro-life case any better than anybody else.
Have you seen Ben and Jerry's new Romney ice cream? It's called Vanilla Bama.
Very good, Joe. Thank you. I do wish that Mitt Romney had come to town. There's been one Ron Paul sighting, and there's been a Newt Gingrich sighting, but nary Mitt Romney. And that's interesting because though our delegates essentially don't mean anything anymore, from a mathematical standpoint, the largest cache of delegates Mitt Romney will have gotten thus far in this election will be delivered to him by the Republican voters of the state of New York. We will have done more to make him the Republican candidate from a delegate count standpoint than any other state. But I guess we're going to do that long distance.
Here's how Scott Steigler talking to callers about the fact that he's just not convinced he ought to support Mitt Romney.
As a both a fiscal and a social conservative, why Mitt Romney is a no-brainer for me. Scott, you can't let Barack Obama win. I told you right after 2008 that I wasn't going to let this happen again. I was not going to go to the polls and vote for someone that I just don't believe is a good candidate. And Somebody needs to convince me that there's a good candidate out there. Tell me who it is. I guess Newt Gingrich says he's going to hang on. Not all that crazy about him. Ron Paul, you know, is sort of wacky from a foreign policy standpoint. Says a lot of good things from a get the government out of your life standpoint. But no, I don't necessarily know that I want to go down the road that he would take us down. So somebody needs to tell me why Mitt Romney is a guy that I should wholeheartedly endorse and get, throw my support behind. Rick Santorum, he was the guy that I would have voted for. Larry?
Well, basically, Obama is one of the worst presidents we've ever had. He makes Jimmy Carter look like he's good, and I'd vote for Hillary instead of him. But I'd say any Republican right now is a better choice than him by a long shot.
All right, that's the answer that that I anticipate getting. So you just can't let Obama win. So you got to vote for somebody that you don't want to vote for. Is that how that works? So lesser of two, it's the lesser of two evils. It's the you got to stop Obama. Give me another reason. Give me something else. Something that I can go to the voting booth and not have to hold my nose. Kyle, you're next.
Quick question. Is Rick Santorum's voting record any more, conservative than Mitt Romney's records are? I mean, looking at it, I know he trumps it, but does his record really float that? I mean, he was there during the stimulus and all those other things, and he voted for several things like
that. No, and I think that's legit. I think Rick Santorum has evolved a little bit, though. I think Rick Santorum understands that we can't do the things that we did years ago. Well, that's possible.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with more on this in a moment.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polkio's vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
If you saw the movie Black Hawk Down, you know what happened on that mission gone bad in Mogadishu. 18 of our heroic soldiers were killed and more than 70 others injured. One of those hurt was then Navy SEAL Howard Wasden.
I sustained 3 gunshot wounds, and I was in incredible pain for years.
No more, though. For many service-related back and neck conditions, the military is increasingly following the lead of civilians by turning to chiropractors for their treatment, says Wasden.
Years after my injury, a fellow officer referred me to her chiropractor. After 3 adjustments, not only was I able to sleep through the night without any neck pain, I was able to walk without a limp. I can't tell you how incredible that felt.
And how's this for a neat twist? In addition to writing a new best-selling book titled SEAL Team 6, Wasden is now, yes, a chiropractor. To learn more, visit yestochiropractic.com. That's yes, the number 2, chiropractic.com.
I'm Lou D'Ambrosio, CEO of Sears Holdings, which includes Kmart. Kmart is a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support our families and our community. Take steps to help moms and babies at home and around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies and start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back in as we continue looking at the GOP side of things. From Fox, John Scott talks to Tom Brevin from Real Clear Politics about the focus of the race shifting away from the primaries to whoever Mitt Romney may pick as his running mate.
Tom, you know, one of the jobs of the vice presidential choice is usually to attack the administration, but Mitt Romney seems to be doing a pretty aggressive job of it himself.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, he's kind of on his own right now. I'm sure as, you know, after he does make a selection, that role will shift somewhat to the vice presidential candidate. To make the case against the administration, and Romney will try and make a positive case for himself and his vision for the country.
So let's talk about those VP choices. Interesting that Marco Rubio is the first on the list, not necessarily first, the first choice, but the first on the list who's campaigning with Governor Romney.
Yeah, Rubio has been a favorite. He's been, you know, rumored to be on the short list, on everybody's short list for a long time now. He brings a lot. I mean, he's from Florida. He's a favorite of the Tea Party. He would excite the base. He's an electrifying speaker. So there's a lot of positives going for him. The downside to Rubio is that, you know, he is considered a little bit green on the national stage. And so, you know, the one thing that Romney doesn't want to do, you hear this talk now all the time. They want to go with a safe pick. They want to go with someone who doesn't raise any questions about their ability to serve or anything like that would distract from their focus, which is to keep the focus on Barack Obama and the economy.
Well, Quinnipiac University asked people who they thought might be a good vice presidential pick for Mitt Romney. Here are the numbers. Chris Christie comes in at 31%. He's the governor of New Jersey, of course. Marco Rubio, the Florida senator we just mentioned, at 24%. Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin, at 23%. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal at 18%. Susana Martinez from New Mexico, 14%. Bob McDonnell of Virginia at 10%. And Rob Portman at 8%. He's the senator from Ohio, formerly with the Office of Management and Budget. You actually like Portman as a pick.
Well, Portman, his stock has really risen in the last couple of weeks, and there was just a meeting of RNC members, and Zeke Miller of BuzzFeed reported that he did an informal poll, and everybody really thought Portman was a good pick. He brings a lot to the table in terms of, you know, he's from Ohio, he's got an established record, he's held positions in the executive branch, but also in Congress, and he's a very solid pick who... The thing about him, though, I think he and Romney get along very, very well. They have a similar mentality, so they have a good rapport, and that's important. And the other thing is Portman would sort of reinforce the message that of the Romney administration, of the Romney campaign, the framing for this election, which is focus on the economy, competence, to get the economy working again. That's something that Rob Portman would bring to Romney's ticket.
Talk host Doug McElvin and Debbie Monterey with political analyst Paul Brandis. They talk about the conversation with Romney and running mates. That's the big game now. Who would be his running mate?
Actually, I just found out that I do just as lousy a job as picking vice presidents as apparently the pundits do.
Well, they really are. There's a new column out in the week written by yours truly that actually goes back and looks at the history of picking vice presidents. And sort of the common wisdom is that running mates are often picked from big swing states, but history shows that's only the case about one quarter of the time. And without going back too far in history, just think 4 years ago, both Sarah Palin and Joe Biden were from non-swing states with just three electoral votes each, and there are plenty of examples going even further back in time. So for folks who think that Romney's definitely going to pick somebody from Florida or Ohio or Virginia, perhaps not.
Yeah, that is very interesting. Two probably pieces of news that are not going to be good for the president would be with the aging population and an economy that's kind of slow. Reports are out today on Social Security and Medicare, both of which the reports are going to say are heading towards insolvency. And that's definitely a topic that anyone running for president wants to stay away from.
Well, no question about it. For people who say that the deficits have to be brought under control, well, the big drivers of government spending, of course, are these entitlements. It's Medicare, Medicaid, and so forth, and both Romney and Obama have ideas, but in an election year, nobody wants to touch these so-called third rail things, so we'll see what happens in January. But the math is the math, and that appears to be the trend. We're getting older, a fewer younger workers are coming into the workforce to support them, and you do the math, it's trouble ahead.
AAA says nationwide, down on the regular unleaded, has actually fallen a nickel. That's good news for the president, and a point that I think I didn't even think about is that it's cheaper by a penny than it was a year ago at this time.
Isn't that interesting? That just shows how market cycles move up and down. 385 nationwide, according to AAA, which is kind of surprising that it's dropping because usually this time of year, of course, it moves up as refiners, they shift to the summer blend, which is more expensive than the winter blend of gasoline. So good news for the president that it's dropped a nickel in the past week. But again, the public has the perception, though, that they're still rising. It takes time to kind of change people's minds here. But a nickel in a week, that's good news.
All right, enough on that. The Secret Service sex scandal. Let's get to that hot stuff up next here on the Countdown.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Buy details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%.
Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's. The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
Tired of hitting them.
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
This is the Talk Radio Review. We have the Secret Service sex scandal to deal with. Host Jack Harris, Ted Webb, and Corey Dillon talk to Secret Service historian Jeffrey Robinson about whether this is an isolated scandal or if the same thing is probably going on with all kinds of groups in the government.
What is your take on this? Is this something that's service-wide, or is it an anomaly? Are these guys just some bad eggs in a very large organization, or what?
Yes, this is absolutely an anomaly. I mean, I've been saying that this is boys will be boys, not as an excuse, but as a definition of what happened. What happened, of course, is inexcusable, and a lot of the agents, I mean, I've been hearing from an awful lot of agents I know, they're furious. They are absolutely furious, because one of the things you find with the Secret Service is that dedication to excellence, enormous personal sacrifice, and the same pride that you see with the U.S. Marines. I don't know of any other law enforcement operation that has it, but you see the same pride. They are absolutely livid that these guys would put a dent in that.
What happened, Jeffrey? Did they lower entry restrictions or something so that they allowed a lesser breed of guy to come into the service?
No, not at all. This is a question of mixing testosterone with alcohol and a little bit of hubris, and this is what you get. It's a pretty lethal... lethal combination. These guys were, first of all, they were not what's called PPD, Presidential Protective Division.
Mm-hmm.
They were supplement in a support capacity. They were unarmed. They didn't have their radios. So, I mean, the president was at no point at risk. These were just 11 guys away from home, took off their wedding rings, and decided to party. And it is not tolerated. That behavior is not tolerated, which is why you've seen six resignations and firing, and there will probably be at least five more.
But this, I mean, these were not guys, like you mentioned, on presidential detail, but this also isn't the first time that the, you know, some randoms or you know, people have been able to get close or potentially get close to the president, like the White House gatecrashers.
I'll tell you what happened, because I'm familiar with that, very familiar, in fact. The deal when you go into a White House party is that you go past the uniform division of the Secret Service, who has the guest list, and you have White House staff there with a guest list making the final decision as to, well, these people are not on the list. No, they weren't invited. What happened on that night was there was no White House staff there. They were all inside in evening clothes drinking champagne.
Mm-hmm.
This was left to the bad decision of the uniform division, and a couple of people got fired for that.
Yeah, but where do you see this ending up now with the Congress sticking its nose into it?
Well, the problem is that we shouldn't politicize this. The Secret Service is not a political organization, and any politicizing of this is really wrong and harmful to the Secret Service and eventually to the protection of the president. What should happen is what I think is happening. The Secret Service is doing a pretty thorough investigation. The guys who are investigating this are those senior agents who share that Marine-like pride, and they are furious, and they are getting rid of these bad apples. And if it ever happens again, I can guarantee it's not going to happen soon.
Talko's Chip Franklin here wondering whether this scandal would have happened if there were more female agents in the Secret Service.
The real question here is, how do you fix it? Is the problem with men? You know, and so two women, a senator and a congresswoman, got together on the show with George Stephanopoulos and debated this. Susan Collins and Carolyn Maloney debated the idea that a senator and a congresswoman, in that order, debated on what is wrong with the Secret Service. And their conclusion would be that it could be fixed if there were women. Well, I tell you what, let's from a straight out angle, yeah, women don't go to prostitutes like men do. And the question is, though, can women protect as well as men do? So there's your trade off. Here's a little bit of the debate. Again, this is this first voice you'll hear will be Collins, and the second is Maloney, talking about with George Stephanopoulos on this week, talking about the idea of getting of having a woman instead of a man in this position.
And I can't help but wonder if there had been more women as part of that detail, if this ever would have happened.
Well, what's the latest, though, on the investigation?
I'd like to say I talked to Director Sullivan last night, and he was commending her leadership, too. She really went in there and cleaned up the mess. And one thing I asked him is, how many women are on the force? It's only 11% of the agents are women. And we agree on this. If there were more agents on the ground, maybe we would not have had this. And I can't help but keep asking this question, where are the women?
You're an idiot. I'm sorry. Women cannot do all of the jobs that big men can do. Okay? And to take this as an opportunity. Look, women belong in a lot of areas. They are denied. I agree. But this is stupid to say that if we go from 11% to 40%, we're going to have fewer of the 60% men go to prostitutes. Look, the men that went to prostitutes while in Colombia are guys that should not be representing the United States Secret Service. It's a different world. It's a different world than it was, I don't know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, before the internet, before cable channels, before 10 million bloggers. But for you to come out and use this opportunity to push diversity, blacks, Asian, it's a man's job. 99% of what the Secret Service does is long, harried hours of tough physical work. Are there women that can do it? Sure. Are there female Secret Service members? Obviously 11%. Is that number kept artificially down? Or is there something to the job that is better suited to a man?
Talk host Michael Berry here. He goes on about the amount of attention the scandal is getting when there are many more important things that we ought to be talking about.
The Secret Service agents had sex with a Colombian prostitute. Okay, I got it. Oh, it's horrible. It's the end of the world. This can never happen. And, you know, our country was at risk. Horrible things could have happened. This was the end of the world. Yes, yes, and more yes. This is absolutely true. We, especially men, you need to jump up and down and say how indignant you are. Oh, yes, you need the women to see you just, this is horrible. This is the worst indignity on this nation. We've never had a worse scandal in the history of mankind. Good grief, this is... Those men should be put down. What dogs they are. Because our country was put at great risk. America almost ceased to exist for a moment there because of a Colombian sex scandal. Now, what about Fast and Furious? Do you know as many details about that? Because I can tell you this, your corner crackhead in America can list about 106, on average, 165 critical details of the Trayvon Martin case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can even spell Sanford, Florida. They tell you who the sheriff is, where Trayvon went to school, what day he got kicked out of school, how many times he's been arrested. They can tell you things about Zimmerman. I mean, this is a group of people that has learned every single detail about a case like they were prepping for first day of class or second day of class in law school. It's impressive. Well, I also find it fascinating that Congress and how many people out there know every single detail of the Secret Service sex scandal but can't bother to find out anything about Fast and Furious.
Okay, you're happy to have John Edwards back in the spotlight? The Edwards trial is going on, and we'll talk about that next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, the new media, political talk radio, however you want to describe it. Lots of people want to talk about the John Edwards trial. Here's host Ray Appleton with CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen. They talk about the start of the trial of John Edwards.
He's been charged with 6 separate counts here. And for those maybe not following the situation as closely as you or even maybe me, what exactly has he been charged with?
He's been charged with violating campaign finance laws. And the idea is that money from donors was given to his mistress to ostensibly hide the affair that he was having with Riel Hunter at the time. Prosecutors say that's illegal, that should have been reported differently under campaign finance laws. What Edward says is that he was getting help from his friends who were donating, that there wasn't a political component to it. They were just trying to hide the affair from his wife, Elizabeth, who, of course, now has passed away.
I imagine getting a jury for this that wasn't emotionally all wrapped up in this was probably pretty doggone hard.
You know, it was hard, but the other thing to remember is a lot of this happened a long time ago. And so you don't have the immediacy that you have in some other cases. And, of course, the great irony is John Edwards made his fame, made his fortune as a trial attorney, a plaintiff's lawyer who basically was wonderful talking to jurors. And one of the big questions going forward as the case begins today with opening statements is whether Edwards is going to take the stand in his own defense to try to explain away what happened.
Mm-hmm. I've wondered if he's going to be taking the stand. That could be interesting in itself. What if anything, have the donors said about this money that was ostensibly used to commit this crime, if indeed a crime was committed?
Right. The donors are backing him up. Well, his problem is Andrew Young, who has testified, basically told his story, and said that Edwards knew that the campaign money was going for that reason, and that it did have a political component to it. Obviously, it would benefit Edwards politically to hide the affair that he was happening. Now, we know in retrospect that none of the precautions were successful. You know, the campaign imploded, Edwards' life imploded, and that's the stuff that he has to deal with. And, of course, that may actually help him on some level here, depending upon what the jury is thinking. But it's going to be a very convoluted case. It's one of the big campaign finance cases that we've seen after the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Citizens United, which opened up some of this area to a certain extent. So a lot of political operatives are watching this, not for what it means about that, but for what it means going forward with campaigns and contributions.
From CNN, Ray Lynn Johnson talks about the scandal that brought down John Edwards and may send him to jail. He could go to jail for 30 years.
The criminal trial of a one-time presidential hopeful begins today in the U.S. 5 years ago, John Edwards was a popular Democrat who appeared to have a real shot at the White House. But his political undoing was swift and sure, with the married father of four accused of taking nearly $1 million in illegal campaign contributions while trying to keep his pregnant mistress a secret. He admits wrongdoing, but says he never thought he was doing anything illegal. CNN producer Raylan Johnson has more now from us from Greensboro, North Carolina. Raylan.
Hi, good morning. Today, John Edwards is set to face a North Carolina jury that's going to decide whether he illegally solicited campaign funds and used them to cover up an affair with Riel Hunter and later have a child with her. Now, the issue with the case here is that it's very hard to prosecute people on the issue of campaign finance reform. Now, Edwards' lawyers will contend that the money that came to his account was given to him by way of donations from Byrne and Bunny Mellon, two longtime supporters of Edwards. But the government is going to argue that these campaign donations were used to further keep him in the race, when knowing that the public or the media, when they ever found out, that his chances for the presidency would be quite lowered. And so Edwards is saying, look, I didn't get that money to stay in the race. I used that money to protect my wife from having an affair.
How much interest is there in this case in the United States? Because, granted, he was a one-time presidential hopeful, someone who would be potentially being in the White House, but the fact that he's not really a high-profile politician anymore, how much interest is there?
Well, see, that's exactly what a lot of people are saying. Even, you know, there are a lot of people here in North Carolina. There's even been some polling out that suggests that most people don't even think that this case is worth it. Is the government wasting your money? Is the Department of Justice wasting your resources by prosecuting John Edwards? And look, it could be one of those people that, you know, the government will use to make a case and say we are taking campaign finance very seriously. But you're right. His wife has passed away. He has two younger children, and you can't imagine what this will do to his family when they have to come to court. His daughter will be here and know everything that he's done. And you ask, why are, what's it worth at this point? But the government says he broke the law.
Find out more about the items on the countdown by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.